Hello, Audio Boom. It's a very chilly, damp, cold, windy, nasty Sunday evening, and I'm with
Fee Dunn
and Oliver.
Yep.
Just a very quick, casual review, stroke word, stroke conversation about the place we found ourselves.
Me opening packet. Sorry, it wasn't meant to be that loud.
About a place we found ourselves at today.
Just by mistake.
Well, we weren't intending to go there or even go out to eat because we're going to go home and cook and stuff. But we spent the whole day in Ealing, so we were really, really hungry. We wanted somewhere relatively cheap to eat at. So, can't have that really because Fiona's vegetarian, so it's hard to find a restaurant that will cater for both of us sometimes. So we ended up in yet another Thai place.
You suggested Thai today, which was very lovely and kind of you.
Next time we go out, I'm going to choose somewhere.
You chose Thai today, but then you let me choose the place. It's true.
I chose Thai because you like Thai.
Lovely.
But next time I'm going to choose somewhere I actually want to go, properly want to go.
What, like a steakhouse?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Kind of vegetarian stuff.
What, in a steakhouse?
Yeah.
What, like chips?
No, I'm sure they... Anyway, this is too boring for you. But, anyway, yeah, so it was called Thai...
Can't remember. But it had canteen in the name.
Thai canteen.
Something like that.
Just basically that, wasn't it? I'm sure it was.
Something very, not very dissimilar, anyway.
In Ealing.
Yes.
So, a very simple little place. Staff were helpful. The seats were comfortable. The decor was unremarkable. Music was okay.
It was kind of like X Factor style music. In
Thai.
Presumably Thai, yeah.
Yeah.
Which was a bit surreal.
So we had some prawn crackers that were...
They weren't like proper Thai ones, were they? They were more like...
They're more like Chinese ones, but... Yeah.
They were quite nice.
They're puffy. Mm. But they didn't... They lacked the spiciness of the Thai ones.
Yeah, the Thai ones are usually sort of a bit crunchier as well.
Yeah. I had...
Whoops.
Spare ribs to start with, which were very basic. They weren't cooked in any kind of marinade.
Oh, weren't they?
Just kind of...
Should they be?
Well, ordinarily. They were just kind of slightly seasoned and roasted. No dip with them, which is unusual. And just a very handful of green stuff, which is unremarkable. So... But nothing wrong with them, just very basic.
I had veggie spring rolls for a starter, and you tried one of those as well.
Yeah, they were nice, actually. They're quite fit, quite plump.
Yeah.
And not greasy, which is good for a spring roll.
Yeah, they were nice. And there was grated carrot on the plate, which I thought was a nice touch.
I had...
And there was a dip.
Oh, there was? Okay.
Yeah.
I had sweet and sour chicken stir fry with noodles. Yeah. Noodles were nice. Chicken was very strange. I think only a scientist would be able to identify it as chicken. Because it was strange.
Really?
Very strangely cooked. And the portion, you know, not wishing to be greedy, wasn't particularly hefty.
That is a great word, isn't it? Hefty.
Hefty. And you had?
I had a Thai green curry with coconut rice.
And?
Which was nice enough, but not as flavoursome as, pardon me, as that from Coconut Thai in Acton, for instance. Not as much coconut in it. I like my coconut. I like to taste it, really nicely. And
yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, not bad. All right. I would go there again. I I would eat there again, but not as a sort of, I don't think I'd necessarily have a starter as well, or I don't know.
I think it's like a midweek, we got nothing in, we'll go out if we're a little bit desperate.
I wouldn't go to Ealing for it.
No, if I was in Ealing.
Yeah. That's today, the sort of place it is, isn't it?
We didn't want to spend,
today, we were in Ealing already, so...
We didn't want to spend much money. We didn't want to go to Coates or anywhere like that.
No.
So, if you know, it's a fairly... Excuse me, I'm so sorry. It's a fairly inexpensive place to go, and it's... Yeah, anyway. Yeah, as you quite rightly say, if you're there, near there and thereabouts, and you've got... You know, you want to eat something fairly quickly and you don't mind Thai stuff, then it's a place to go. So I'm
gonna... Wow, the way you say that, it sounds like it's such an ordeal. You don't mind Thai stuff.
I'm really not into Thai stuff.
It's a type of torture, you know, Thai
stuff. Have you heard some of this?
It's against the human rights. The Geneva Convention, you know, Thai stuff.
Well... You know, I just fancy, yeah, didn't want pasta again. Anyway.
So, if anyone in West London can tell us a good place to get Sunday dinner, like a roast dinner, doesn't have to be on a Sunday though, please do. Because we want to know.
Yeah, really want to know. So, marks out of 10, 6?
Well, I'd give it 7.
Okay. Pourquoi?
Because it was a nutritious meal, not as flavoursome as it could have been, but you know, they were a bit stingy on the tofu as well, actually. But you know, it is what it doesn't pretend to be a posh restaurant, you know, it's not.
No, you are right.
And the price wasn't stupid,
and it had ice in their water.
Mm.
So 6.5. Yeah.
Steady.
And they're very polite.
The staff were absolutely lovely. That's the other thing. In fact, I'm going to change it to 7.5. Because the staff were really nice.
I mean, they bowed.
Did they?
No. So, yeah, 6.5. What's that about? Half. We should do a church review. That'd be funny. Anyway, 6.5 for Thai canteen.
Yeah.
In Ealing Broadway in West London.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much for your time.